Thank you for contacting Provider Services. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. I'm Carrie, your virtual assistant. If you are a member, say member. If you are a provider or calling on behalf of a provider, say provider.
Member. Member.
All right. How may I help you? Say things like, I need help renewing my Medicaid coverage. I need an ID card. I want to change my doctor. Or, I need transportation.
Operator.
Sorry, I did not understand your response. Please say things like, I need help renewing my Medicaid coverage. I need an ID card. I want to change my doctor. Or, I need transportation.
Operator.
Sorry, I did not understand your response. Let's transfer you to a representative for assistance. Thank you for your patience.
Stay healthy this flu season. Did you know the flu can cause serious illness, especially for older adults, young children, and people with chronic health conditions? A flu shot helps protect you and your family. It's quick, safe, and there's no cost for members. Ask your doctor or local pharmacy. RSV is a virus that can cause cold-like symptoms but can also be serious for babies, older adults, and people with weakened immune systems. The RSV vaccine is available for those who need them most. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today about whether the RSV vaccine is right for you. Protect yourself, your family, and your community. Ask about the flu and RSV vaccines at your next appointment or schedule your shot today. A simple step for a healthier tomorrow.
Medical assistance renewals have started. Have questions? Our member services team would be happy to assist you. Just ask them about medical assistance renewals.
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes. If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Member Services. My name is Colette. May I have your name, please?
Hi, Colette. My name is Shira. I'm calling in with a mutual participant. They're just calling to check the status of their case. They've been approved for the waiver program, and they want to know where their case was holding. They haven't been able to get through to their service coordinator.
Okay. What did you say your name is?
Shira.
Shira. Can you spell that for me, please?
It's S-H-I-R-A.
All right. And your initial?
W.
Thank you. All right. And where are you calling from? Okay. Ms. David, may I have your member ID number, please?
It's on your insurance card, David. Hold on, let me look for it.
Am I able to give it?
I have it. It's YXM 2008-25435.
All right, Mr. David, can you confirm your full name and date of birth for me, please?
David Montez Bramley, Jr.
Thank you. And your date of birth?
January 28, 1993.
Thank you. Just in case we get disconnected, what is the best callback number for you?
267-904-1462.
Thank you. Right, bear with me one moment here. Mm-hmm. May I please put you on a brief hold? Let me research some information. I will be right back.
Yes, that's fine.
All right, thank you.
Did you know that all children need to be checked for lead poison? Lead is not only found in old homes, but in toys and in the dirt around houses. Talk to your child's doctor about testing for lead in their blood before age 2.
All right. Thank you so much for your patience. So I'm going to give you your service coordinator name and phone number.
Do you know how many hours he has?
The service coordinator will be able to tell you. If you want to know, I can connect you over to our personal care coordination line department so they can give you that information as well.
That would be great because we've been trying to reach the service coordinator and he's been unresponsive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we just want to know how many hours he has. That's
but we have to
no
know first
sure.
if he's approved with the insurance. So for okay. the hours, we have to make sure everything is good.
Sure. Yeah, I can connect you over there so they can send a message to the service coordinator on your behalf. So let me ask you this question. Did you get your assessment yet?
Yeah, I believe they had their assessment.
Okay.
Is that right, David?
I think we did. I remember meeting two people already.
But that's
two different people already.
So you would have met someone down from the insurance, maybe somebody named Andrew?
Yeah, I remember meeting somebody named Andrew, yes.
So I believe they had
a
one
gentleman.
On the 6th of January.
Okay, Mr. David. Now let me ask you this question. Do you give us permission to speak to Chia on your behalf? Because they're going to need that verbal consent before they can, you know, speak to all of you on the call. Do you give us permission?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Thank you. So I'm going to give you the direct number for the personal care coordination line department for future reference, and I will transfer you over.
Okay.
It is 1-855.
Okay. 1-855.
349. 6280.
Let me just see the number we dialed to get to you. Okay, are you able to transfer us over?
Yes, I'm going to. I'm just giving it to you as for future reference.
Thank you. And also, could you make sure when you transfer us, you get us to an operator that you talk to that knows is coming to the department, so we're not just are you able to do
yes.
that for us?
It takes a little bit of time, but I will. It was going to be a warm transfer. I will talk to them and I'll bring you in.
Thank
okay.
you so much. Yes, I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome. Uh-huh. All right, so hold on for the transfer to the personal care coordination line.
As we get older, we need to be mindful of risk factors that increase with age. Be sure to visit your doctor for a well checkup at least once a year. During the visit, have your blood pressure and blood sugar checked. Did you know that all children need to be checked for lead poison? Lead is not only found in old homes, but in toys and in the dirt around houses. Talk to your child's doctor about testing for lead in their blood before age 2. Do you think you're pregnant? Call your doctor as soon as possible. Getting care early in your pregnancy is the best way to have a healthy baby. All children over age 2 need yearly well child checkups with their doctor. Call today to make checkup appointments for all your children. Women over the age of 18 need a special test to check for cervical cancer. Talk to your doctor about a Pap test. If you're diabetic, is your A1C below 7? If not, call your doctor today to find out simple ways you can get your diabetes under control. All children and adults.
Thank you so much for your patience. Am I speaking with Michia or Mr. David?
Yeah, both. Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
Hi.
Thank you. How can I assist you today?
So we're calling to see first if my if David's been approved for hours and how many hours he's been approved for, and why the service coordinator hasn't been in touch for a while, because my client would love to start services as soon as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Is that okay if I place you guys in a red hole? I'm just going to check the participant's profile just to see what happened with his home care. So just to get this straight, you want to know how many hours got approved, right? And also get in touch with the service coordinator, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'll be right back with you guys in a moment. Okay? 1 second.
Women over the age of 40 should have a mammogram at least every 2 years to check for breast cancer. Treating cancer early is the best way to be around for your family for many years to come. Call your doctor to schedule a mammogram. Do you have asthma? Using a control medicine can help you stay out of the emergency room. Talk to your doctor about controller medicines today. As we get older, we need to be mindful of risk factors that increase with age. Be sure to visit your doctor for a well checkup at least once a year. During the visit, have your blood pressure and blood sugar checked. Did you know that all children need to be checked for lead poison? Lead is not only found in old homes, but in toys and in the dirt around houses. Talk to your child's doctor about testing for lead in their blood before age 2. Do you think you're pregnant? Call your doctor as soon as possible. Getting care early in your pregnancy is the best way to have a healthy baby. All children over age 2 need yearly well child checkups with their doctor. Call today to make checkup appointments for all your children.
Okay, ma'am, are you still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
I thank you so much for your patience for both of you. I just have a question. Have he received any hours yet? Because I do see that you guys got the 9 back last year. So just want to have a better understanding. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to forward a direct message to the coordinator just for that person to give you a call soon, at the latest in the next 2 business days. But if you can explain more to me the situation, just to have a better understanding, please.
Okay, so do you mind, David, if I just go ahead and answer part of the question?
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, so David here worked for a very long time from the beginning of, from my understanding, from July to get onto the waiver program. Are you familiar with what the waiver program is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So he worked from July, and he finally got approved down in January with the waiver. Now, he had the assessment with Andrew, and he was denied. So what we're trying to do now is see if maybe he can get a reassessed. He did wait so long for the waiver.
He had the Andrew came out. He approved David for the waiver, but then they denied his hours. Then they came back out and approved him again, and now we're just waiting for if he's approved for hours again or not. Because he was approved for the waiver, like doing insurance to get services, but then was denied hours.
Right, but the thing is, just because he's approved for the waiver doesn't mean he'll get hours. That's usually a part of it, correct?
Yeah, it's correct. So what I'm saying is, like, yes, he got approved for long-term services through the state, but, I mean, it's up to the insurance. In this case, Community Health Choices with Keystone First to approve certain amount of hours. Based on the assessment that he had first, he got the 9. And the denial is still, like, upheld. So he's still the...
I'm so sorry to disturb you. Do you mind if I put you on a tiny hold?
Yeah, absolutely. No worries.
Okay, just bear with me 1 second. I won't keep you waiting, okay? I'm sorry about that. Continue.
No, what I was saying is right now what I'm going to do, because the hours are still denied, like, yes, he's approved for long-term services. That includes personal care assistance at home.
Uh-huh.
So, but he's still denied because the appeal that it was on file, it was upheld. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send a direct message to the service coordinator to give a call back to the participant so you guys can rearrange a new assessment so he can have a second opinion.
Are we able to get a new service coordinator by any chance?
Yeah, we can have a request. You want me to submit a request for that?
Yes, and also I think my client was telling me that their condition may have worsened. That's why we're really calling him today, because David, do you want to say a little bit more of what that's like?
Yes, like my leg has gotten kind of worse. Like my condition has worsened to the point where as though now like if I'm on it for a certain amount of time, it'll get worse to the point where I can't even walk. Now, and my sister has told me that I'm on the phone with right now, that she was going to call y'all and set up a day that we could get on the phone to see if we could get a reassessment. Now, I didn't know it was today, but she called me, so this is why we're calling. My condition has worsened to the point where it's old now, to the point, instead of me walking with a limp, I can't even put pressure on one of my legs.
And that's causing you a hard time to move around, take care of yourself, go to the men's room,
yes.
Shower, take care of your daily functioning?
Yes. Like, last night, I was, during the day, I was walking around, and then, last night, when I had to get up to use the bathroom, I could barely put pressure on one of my foot, so I had to literally, drag my foot as I was walking with the other one, so that way it wouldn't give out.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Okay, for Mr. David, do you have any preference for us to request a service coordinator or just someone different?
I just prefer someone different, someone that can understand, what I'm going through. Because, I don't want nobody that would be, look at everything, all business, no understanding, which I understand this is a business, but I just need... I need someone to understand that I do need some help, because I'm trying to deal with this, whereas though I can still do day to day, but with this getting worse, I'm gonna need some physical help.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that, sir. I'm currently putting a request for you to switch your service coordinator. Just for you to have in mind, this request can take up to 5 business days for you to receive a call, just for the plan to let you know who is going to be taking place of your service coordinator. I have your phone number as 267-981-7172. Is that correct?
Is that your phone number?
Yeah, I'm sorry, could you repeat it again?
267-981-7172.
That's my old number.
Okay, so what is a good number for us to give you a call?
267-621-8327.
Okay, so you say 267-621-8327.
Yes.
And what is the best time for them to give the participant a call? Anytime?
Anytime is fine.
Okay, because when you call, perfect. I really want you guys to be available to talk to them because they don't always call back.
No, I'm escalating this for sure. In the next 5 business days, he's going to get a call just because we initiated a change for his service coordinator. I also still reach out to the current one just for him to check on the member, so just to see if we can do a new reassessment.
I think the patient may want the reassessment done with the new service coordinator.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to put that in the notes. But still, the current service coordinator also can help, passing the information for whoever is going to take over participant case.
Just also going to say that, is it okay if we put down the agency name on file now, just now that we have everyone on the line?
I can't do that. I can just make notes. That will be the service coordinator because he has to request... the authorization with the insurance towards the new agency. So, but what is the name of the company so I can put it in the notes?
So the name is Family First Care, LLC. Larry, Larry Charlie. Yeah. That's LLC.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, so you
so Family First Care LLC, correct?
Yes. Just before you're done, just give me a call reference number as well.
Yeah, it's going to be my name. It's Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N. First initial, my last name is 8, like Apple, so Sharon 8. And you're going to put today's date, 2-6-2026.
Okay. You got it. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Is there anything else that I can assist you with?
That would be all. Thank you again.
Perfect. Are you satisfied with the response you received?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you for the overview. Thank you for calling us. Have a great rest of your week. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wait, so David?